Flying spray planes is one of those jobs where you have to have your eyes open and your mind in gear all the time. My boss told me one day, if you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something. Even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing, where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program here on Friday, January 31st, last day of January 2025, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And podcasts, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Visiting with the audience on the first hour on the helicopter crash, helicopter slash American Eagle flight crash 2 days ago. Now, to just stay and continue the flow, this is a LockheedMartin.com. 2 weeks before President Trump was sworn in October 2024. This is October 17, 2024. How do you command a Black Hawk helicopter to perform a mission autonomously from 300 miles away? So that answered my question in the first hour. I wasn't sure they had this technology on board the aircraft to remote fly it, to control it remotely. Quite simply, yes, you can. How? This is LockheedMartin.com. Quite simply, by using a tablet connected to the aircraft via data link. Using a tablet connected to the aircraft via data link. During the Association of the United States Army's annual meeting in Washington, D.C., which is the Association of the United States Army 2024, visitors and the U.S. Army senior leaders saw how a Black Hawk helicopter integrated with Sikorsky's Matrix TM autonomy system can receive remote mission commands in real time, then carry out that mission on its own, using its onboard autonomous systems without remote control or pilot inputs. So could it have been pre-programmed? The Matrix system is unique because it's not a simple flight director following a planned route. Instead, the system acts fully independently, reacting to the dynamic combat environment to avoid threats, optimize routing, and execute emergency procedures if necessary. So it doesn't need the pilot. It acts independently. So do you think possibly the pilot was fighting this system? Lockheed Martin Rotary and Mission Systems President Stephanie Hill, a non-pilot, commanded the autonomous Black Hawk helicopter to take off, hover, fly a circuit, land in Connecticut from a tablet during the AUSA symposium in Washington, D.C. So this lady, who's not a pilot, using her tablet, caused this Black Hawk, this helicopter, this piece of equipment, to elevate, hover, fly a circuit, land in Connecticut from her tablet. Although there were safety pilots in the cockpit, the aircraft flew and navigated itself without pilot input. Now, this technology, is it ready to transition to the U.S. Army? Following more than 10 years of co-development with the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and here we go, the fox's tail, DARPA, co-development, 10 years. The Matrix autonomy system is operationally tested. Matrix will enable contested logistics and operational flexibility with any aircraft, any operator, and in any weather environment to deliver mission-critical time-sensitive sustainment to the point of need. As part of the DARPA ALIAS program, Sikorsky has furthered the development of the Matrix autonomy system to perform missions with greater efficiency and safety, whether with two pilots, one pilot, or zero pilots on board. As a forward node in the mesh network, Matrix-equipped aircraft provide mission command and fully autonomous capability at the edge. Autonomous capabilities such as Matrix technology are a key part of Lockheed Martin's 21st century security vision, which includes modernizing the Black Hawk helicopter to stay ahead of new and emerging threats. Now, I have another article. It would be very wise for President Trump on Air Force One to possibly disconnect, short circuit, rip out, destroy, put 440 volts to this system so that Air Force One doesn't come crashing down. Now, this is out of Jim Stone report, the rumor mill. He says, I'm sure any remote control feature would have been turned off in Air Force One. It has been known for quite a while that most airliners have such a system. True. And these systems that these airliners have, guess who holds the patent to them? Yes, our old friend, Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. She's had this in her control going back to the 90s or the turn of the century. These new airliners have such a system. But he says, I didn't know helicopters would also have it. So now that you're stuck, get yourself something to drink. I'll be right back.
Everybody in Northern Colorado, you're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Just like all of you, I had problems sleeping. I had tried every pillow out there and nothing worked. I'd flip-flop all night, use my arm for support, and fall asleep, or I'd wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache. Well, quality sleep comes from keeping your neck straight at night. You have to fill in that space between your head and your bed. That's why I invented MyPillow. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it doesn't matter if you sleep on your back, stomach, side, or any combination of all three.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to get Classic King MyPillows for only $19.98. Queen size just $18.98. Standard Classic MyPillows only $14.98. That's right, only $14.98. Plus all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free.
Thank you.
That's what we all need to do. Take a break. Head out into the country. Get away from the people that are mad. So going back to what I was presenting, with this technology, they've had this technology going back years ago. I was trying to find another article. And Hillary Clinton, I believe, has the patent to it. So on Air Force One, they need to turn this feature off. And hopefully it's going to be turned off in Marine One as well. Remove whatever hardware would allow the remote control feature so that a bribed or blackmailed or disgruntled technician wouldn't be able to turn it back on. And that's the thing, is you need to pull that system completely out of the aircraft, because like they can remotely turn your computer on from a distance. So you have the box there, you turn it off, but they can turn it back on and they can kill you. You know, I had begun to take pilot lessons years ago, and my favorite aircraft was that little cloth-bodied, cloth-winged, flies at 45 miles an hour aircraft. It was a little tail dragger. It had one propeller, one windshield, an open door to the left and a door to the right. I think it did have doors, come to think of it. And it would take like two people, that's all. And at top speed, you might go 60 miles an hour. But it would take off at about 35 miles an hour. That's just perfect for me. And if you fall out of the sky, you don't go up too high. You stay out of, you know, you don't get to fly with the eagles. You got to stay with the sparrows. And I figured they'd go slow enough so that you can just take off into the country and get away and take photos. And if you have to crash, well, hopefully you crash at 35 miles an hour. And you just chalk it off to experience, walk away and buy another one. But I promise you, I would not put one of these little features in that little plane. No way. 55 horsepower plane with one of these features, that thing would take me up to probably 10,000 feet and then nosedive right into the ground. So they were considering. Here's what could have happened. Mechanical failure, air traffic control failure, human error, nefarious action, pilot suicide, or computer hack. I think the pilot was trying to take control and he was fighting this autonomous black hop, system. In my view. But like I stated in the first hour, this is a message, maybe a warning to Donald Trump, that you've got a black box in that aircraft, in Air Force One and in the helicopter, and we can fly a Black Hawk into an oncoming plane, passenger plane. So security is going to be much tighter around Donald Trump. Why is it they want Trump out? Because of all of his, these policies, the bills that he's signing. Now, there was an article that I'd heard yesterday on one of the Alex Jones on the program, after my program. I don't get to listen to Alex Jones until after my program is over. And in the mornings I'm up and researching, so I don't really get time to see what people are saying in that world. And he mentioned something about these DEI employees, and I found an article out of the New American. Air crash over DC spotlights FAA's failed DEI policies. The terrible crash of the airliner and Army helicopter over Washington, D.C.'s Reagan's National Airport has cast a spotlight on the dangerous diversity, equity, and inclusion policies the FAA has had for the last 12 years. Donald Trump denounced these DEI policies established during the Biden administration at a news conference yesterday. But the trouble began during the Obama administration when the FAA dropped a skills-based test for air traffic controllers. Can you believe that? Let's drop the skills-based test for your surgeon that's going to operate on your heart or your liver. Let's just eliminate skills-based tests for the surgeons. So anyhow, here's what Obama does. He drops these skills-based tests for the air traffic controllers and replaced them with a biographical test to increase the number of women and minorities. The FAA rejected some 1,000 applicants, some of them minorities, because of the change. Mountain State's Legal Foundation claims in its ongoing discrimination lawsuit against the agency. Though the FAA dropped these assessments during the first Trump administration, so they were dropped during Trump's first 4 years, the Biden administration sought severely handicapped applicants, including those who are completely paralyzed. This sounds about like, you know, I think Biden was completely paralyzed mentally. And now there's more proof coming out that even from the time that he stepped in to the Oval Office, he was compromised mentally. And now 4 years later, it's just as evident. The position configurations was not normal for the first time of the day, and the volume traffic. Well, let's forget about that. As the New American reported at time, that push came as a door blew off in Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 when it was 16,000 feet over Oregon with 171 passengers and 6 crewmen. The airline did not ground the plane despite cabin pressurization warning lights going off on in the 2 days prior to the flight. Homosexual Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg wanted 3% of all new hires to have targeted disabilities. This is Buttigieg. Targeted disabilities. 1, hearing, total deafness in both ears. 2, vision, blind. 3, missing extremities. 4, partial paralysis. 5, complete paralysis and epilepsy. 6, severe intellectual disability. He wants to have these people hired. 7, psychiatric disability. The last, dwarfism. And the applicants of those conditions enjoyed access to the spot on the spot hiring. Now, Obama's FAA, crazy as the policy was, another came from Biden's former boss, President Barry Satoro, in 2023. 2013, published Controller Hiring by the Numbers. It asked how much of a change in job performance is acceptable to achieve what diversity goals? A question mark, huh? How much of a change in job performance is acceptable to achieve what diversity goals? The FAA answered by abandoning the standard skill test to become an air traffic controller and replacing it with a biographical assessment, which includes 114 multiple choice questions to explore your personality traits and your approach to work. Like some of these new young people go to work. While you're working during your shift, do you feel you have a right to text friends? Check mark, yes or no? Yes. Do you have a right to go to the bathroom for 30 minutes and chat on the phone? Yes. Do you have a right to, when you're at a doing your job that is very, you're handling heavy explosives, do you feel that you can just leave everything and pick up your phone and answer? I'm making these up. Yes. Okay, they asked these questions. Here's what matters. Approaches to decision making, answer the text, or take care of the customer. Handling pressure, risk, and uncertainty. Telling your boss you don't feel good and too much pressure. You want to go home and get paid. Reaction to criticism, mistakes, and setbacks. Well, these young kids can't. They can't. They do react to criticism. They strike back. Teamwork and communication styles and preferences. These kids, they do what they want. They're feral cats. Confidence and initiative. No, they don't have any confidence, and they don't have any initiative. Responsibility and reliability. I watched a video where a girl shows up to work late, like for the 15th time, and they say they got to fire her. And she goes, why? Why are you firing me? Because this is like the 15th time you've come to work an hour and a half late. Well, I had things I had to do. Well, you have a job. Well, I have to take care of these things first. And they fired her and she couldn't figure it out. Then you have learning styles and technological aptitude. Do you know how to remote control airplanes, aircraft with using a computer? Yes. You're hired. You're hired. So anyhow, this is madness. To hold a pilot's license, do you know what you have to do to get a pilot's license? Oh man, these people aren't going to let you have a license unless you understand all these systems on the aircraft and how to do a pre-flight and many other things. Don't call me, I'll call you if you don't know how to, if you don't pass your tests.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification and the removal of everything that God has not started and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff. Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. First hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Now, they do these operations, these helicopters, they are the type of equipment used to transport the president, vice president, senior staff. That's what they call the gold top helicopter. It's this Black Hawk. And it takes the vice president and these individuals, shuttles them around. Should there be a mass casualty event is what a term that they use. Then all of the important personnel are shuttled to different places for protection. And then they have just the regular white-topped helicopter, which shuttles those down lower in the ranks in the structure, but that are still possibly going to be vital for taking over should you have what they call a mass casualty event. Should they drop a firecracker on Washington, D.C., that pretty much takes out the large part of and many of the criminal element. And as we've been watching these hearings for Kash Patel and for Senator Kennedy or Mr. Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard. You see these vicious, violent, you see these people foaming at the mouth because they hate that they're losing their power. They're losing their little tea club. Well, should something happen and there's this mass casualty event, those that are left may be appointed to take the position of the president to continue operations of the U.S. government. Continuity of government. And then with the continuity of government, I have to include continuity of corporate, GCC, corporate, I forget what it meant. Oh my goodness, what is it? The corporate complex, the governmental corporate complex. The show must go on. Should something happen in the East Coast with a mass casualty event, all power will be relocated to Colorado, to Colorado Springs. All power, government power, comes west to the high place, to the high occult center of the United States of America. During the first hour, I told you, you might want to listen to the first hour, that there was a point in my life where I was involved with witchcraft. Powerful, sophisticated. But God delivered me from it. He wouldn't let me use it. He wouldn't let me stay in that world. But He allowed me to be in that world so I could understand the power of that world. Great power. And to understand the way that there is a system in the kingdom, in God's kingdom, in the kingdom of heaven, there is order. Christ at the top of the order, and He sets people that He chooses in positions of responsibility. But there are other people that come in and take those seats that weren't invited. In witchcraft, in the world of the covens, there is order. Exactly like in the kingdom of heaven. Everything that happens in the kingdom of darkness is patterned perfectly by the examples in the Bible of God's kingdom. They have apostles, prophets, teachers. They have what we would call pastors. They have what they call evangelists recruiting all the time into witchcraft. They have structure. They study the Bible, the prophecies in the Bible, Christ's teachings. They infiltrate the churches, and Satanists are actually in the pew or at the pulpit. And they love to preach out of the Gospels because all Christians like the Gospels. And they know they don't like to teach about Paul's teachings. They don't like to talk about the book of Revelation. They don't care so much about the Old Testament. They teach out of the teachings of Christ in the Gospels because everybody thinks, oh, these are true Bible teachers. But they're enemies of Christ. But they do have a system internationally that they protect. They protect their system in the open through secret societies, Skull and Bones. The Bushes are, they have sworn allegiance to Lucifer. The Clintons, their Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Soroses, Fauci, these people. The Fauci family goes back to the 1600s. I'm trying to remember the lineage that he comes out of. Hitler in the occult. It's no longer hidden. But all power will come west to the high place, Colorado.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Concrete work is all they know of Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it, and I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere, and that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
In the Gospels, speaking of the Gospels, Christ said there would be a new age that would come. He refers to it as his kingdom. And I know I've discussed this before, but for the new audience, I'll present this to you. The end of the last century, the devil worshipers, the Satanists, they declared that this century that we are in presently would be a satanic century. They would bring the whole world into witchcraft, into Satan worship, internationally. And in the last 25 years, you see the movement of the occult in the open, not only in this country, but internationally. They do, according to the Bible, they will get their time, so to speak, in the sun, a short period of time where they rule, basically, totally, in the United States of America. If I didn't tell you the truth, then your blood would be on my hands. So I tell you the truth. There will be a 3.5-year period of time where America will be a nation of the most powerful, sophisticated witchcraft in time. I started to mention there are so many things I want to present, and I try to stay linear, and I don't. The Freemasons, their duty internationally was to go back in time to the time of Egypt, into all of the deep witchcraft of Egypt. Each idol in Egypt, everything that was worshipped, had a certain power. And Freemasonry, they go back, and they, you might say, like people going back to the archaeologists going back to a land and sifting through an area. They want to find every teaching on every type of spell, curse, etc. And they want to bring it to the present day. They're going to succeed. The center of witchcraft internationally, the most powerful center, will be the United States of America. England, very powerful with the royals of England, Germany, France. Their witchcraft and what they knew of the power of the occult. Even the Druids still in England will not be as powerful as what is coming to this country. And the people who should understand and have a grasp of what's coming, the Christian churches, especially evangelical Christianity, they don't have any clue. They don't, for the most part, understand what is coming. I cover as much as I can that is being presented in the news as it occurs daily. But there are things that I cover, like what I'm presenting to you now, that you're not going to find on the front page of Newsweek. Because these people in these publications, on the networks, mainstream media, they never talk about witchcraft, ever. They're forbidden to touch that matter of witchcraft, the occult, because they are commanded to hide it. Keep everything, people, keep people, the eyes have to be on the natural realm, not on the spiritual. My ministry is to help people see what's on the other side, on the beyond the veil, beyond what is visible. You study the CERN project in Europe. They are trying to rip the veil. Christ, on the day that he died, the veil in the temple was ripped. There was no distance now between God and man. Christ tore the veil. These people are doing the exact same thing in principle with CERN, trying to rip the veil, going into that dimension to bring the evil and the demonic from that dimension into the world, and they're going to do it.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
The podcast are on 1360khnc.com for both hours. Join me on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program from 10 to 1 on 1360 AM Radio. You can stream in on 1360khnc.com. From 11 to 2, you can stream in on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for all 3 hours. And the podcasts for the Olive Tree site are on 1360, the radio station, AM 1360, is on 1360khnc.com for all 3 hours of the present of the Olive Tree Olive Tree Ministry program. With what I was saying about should we have this mass casualty catastrophe, American government will operate out of Denver, Colorado. We have the massive federal center. There's a great underground facility. They've been doing a lot of construction there in the previous past, expanding underground. You have the New World Order Center, which many believe is at DIA. You have all the government agencies. And the reason that these governors of Colorado are so successful in their time as governor is not because they're good politicians, good administrators, has nothing to do with that. They're good at managing the objectives of the United States government. Bill Owen, trying to think some of the others, Pena. Pena became governor. You had Bill Clinton. He wanted Pena in because the Clintons wanted, and the Illuminati wanted DIA. And Pena was their guy, their go-to guy. Pena came in, became governor, he was gone. Disappeared into history. They don't need him. He accomplished what he was to do. Then you had Owen come in, and he just won't go away. Not Owen. The other governor that's now in a position in the government. Well, I'll have to think about that and get back to you on Monday. But until then, may the God of peace be with you tonight and through the weekend. And join me Sunday, 10 to 1 on 1360 AM radio.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.